Oh yeah, for sure. Soli, which is the third track on the record, is for sure my favorite. When I went down the last time to record, and I talked to the executive producer and the label and stuff, and I was just like, "There's one song," and I'd come down to record a handful, and then I was like, "This other song, you guys might not dig it for the record, but it means a lot to me, so I just want to kind of record it and move on." And it ended up being just every single sound on that song is just like exactly, it echoes how I felt. It echoes the story that's in the song and the lyrics. And yeah, it just, and that particular song is about, before I arrived at the studio, 3 days prior, I went to my father's grave for the first time in my life. And that solely came out actually the week before going there. And so it's kind of this really, I think this happens to other songwriters, or at least I hope I'm not the only one that experiences this. A song or a piece of work will come out that is almost a premonition, and it's a very haunting experience for that to happen. And so that's what happened on Soli, and all the music that supports it. It's just like, for me, it's just really enchanting, that track.